Go ahead.
Take a picture.
Go ahead.
It was at this moment Tekashi 6ix9ine knew he f***ed up. Mr. 6ix9ine got jumped in an LA fitness and rushed to the hospital quickly after. And now like 90% of the internet is celebrating the rapper finally getting what he deserved, according to them. After talking a whole lot of shit.
Don't care, stay mad.
Actually happened at that LA fitness.
Heads we beat him up, tails we beat him up.
But we'll get into the full story. Who, what, when, where, and how it happened, and what led up to all of this, because 6ix9ine is not a stranger to taking L's.
All right, so first night you get to jail, what'd that feel like?
First night, I got locked up, I watched Lone Survivor, and I was like, I'm definitely snitching, right? and then, no, seriously.
He snitched on his team after being kidnapped by them.
I'm like, this can't be happening right now. Opens the door, puts the gun in my face. Yo, give me everything, run everything. I knew who he was, so I'm like, oh, it's over. So boom, I'm pleading my life. He's like, get in the car before I shoot you. So I'm like, damn, if I get in that car, I'm gonna die.
Then he became the biggest rat in the game, and he's been spending all the time since he got out of that case by snitching on his entire gang, dodging fights when he can, and getting punched when he can't. Hell, just a couple of months ago, he was punched in the back of the head while leaving the club. Now that he doesn't have an army of gangsters protecting him, and he can't afford security to save him, things are not looking good for the rainbow-haired rapper. But we're gonna get into what happened at LA Fitness in this newest situation that actually put the rapper in the hospital. We're gonna dive into all of that. But of course, unlike those other podcasts, this is the Church of Joe Stone with news you can use. They just tell you what happened, and we give you 3 rules to live by to make sure that it never happens to you. Rule number 1, snitches get stitches. Apparently, a group of not so friendly gym goers decided to ambush Tekashi 6ix9ine in the bathroom of a gym in South Florida on Tuesday. The 26-year-old rapper sustained injuries to his face and bruises, according to his attorney, Lance Lazaro. Tekashi 6ix9ine has done a whole lot of trolling and pissing people off, and now it seems like, well, without protection, those people can do whatever they hell they want to you, and there's not a lot you can do about it. Rule number 2, clout chasing works both ways.
Go ahead.
Take a picture. Go ahead. Take a picture. I want to be famous now, nigga.
According to reports, 3 or 4 men beat him up in and outside the LA Fitness gym sauna, so I guess the ass whooping started in the sauna and then came out. And although we tried to fight back, according to reports, it didn't go his way. Apparently, the attackers fled after employees of the gym said that they heard the disturbance. But you gotta remember, Tekashi 6ix9ine made a career off of clout chasing and trolling, and it made him one of the most viral rappers ever. But it works both ways, and you usually live and die by the same sword. You can't spend your whole career making money off of stunts, trolling, clout chasing, and acting like a gangster, and then be surprised when the large man that is beating you up in the LA Fitness bathroom is filming it and starts yelling about how he wants to be internet famous and to take a picture. That's like the most Tekashi 6ix9ine thing that could happen to Tekashi 6ix9ine. And last but not least, rule number 3. Think about the long game, because the sun won't shine forever, fam. After the attack, the South Florida police were contacted and arrived at the scene. They called for an ambulance, which transported Hernandez to a local hospital for medical attention. At this time, it seems like he's gotten out of the hospital and he was sent there because apparently he was in shock. According to Lazario, his attorney, he plans to ensure Hernandez receives protection, especially since he was released from federal prison in April of 2020. You gotta remember, he was previously arrested and sentenced to 2 years in prison in 2019 on 9 charges, including racketeering, drug trafficking, and firearm offenses related to his involvement with the 9 Trey Bloods gang. Fortunately for him, he received a short prison sentence after cooperating with federal officials to imprison all of his associates. So going back to rule number 3, think about the long game. In the short term, snitching seemed like a great idea. Hell, running around with a bunch of gangsters and threatening and trolling pretty much everybody in rap seemed like a good idea at the time because he was making a lot of money. But again, the sunshine doesn't last forever. And now that he doesn't have any friends, doesn't have any money to pay security, allegedly, and there's also alleged rumors that security is refusing to take him on as a client because now he has a reputation for not paying, allegedly. And with all that being said, now he's out here on his own. You gotta survive on your own 2 feet. You gotta use your own 2 hands. You gotta be that gangster you were saying you were. And I think Jay-Z said it best, a snitch stays in jail forever, minus the bars. Everywhere Tekashi 6ix9ine goes, for the rest of his life, he is constantly going to be in fear that someone wants to hurt him. It's been years since his conviction, it's been years since he snitched, and he is still constantly on a semi-weekly or monthly basis every time he leaves and goes outside, dodging a punch or someone trying to hurt him for something that he said along the way. And again, now you don't have the security to save you, you don't have the money to pay them, the album sales are slowed down, you're not going viral anymore for your music. It's probably too dangerous to really do shows to really get that money going because, well, people know where you are. They can pop up. And the label isn't going to pay for the security because you're no longer of really any use to them. So with no friends and no big black guys with guns to make sure you don't get beat up, I don't know how Tekashi 6ix9ine is going to do it. He's constantly in fear of being hurt, and it's not like it's in his head because people keep trying to hurt him. And unfortunately, even though he is not as hot as he used to be, the problems are still here, and you still got to deal with them. So don't just make decisions based on what's happening now. Understand the consequences of them and what your life will look like in the future, and if you're prepared for that. Is Tekashi 6ix9ine being out of jail better than living a life like this? Well, I feel like that's a conversation that only he can have, and an answer only he can give us. But it doesn't look too good for our favorite rainbow-haired rapper.